What do you worry about? The causes of worry usually have to do with health, financial, or family situations. Or maybe you worry about problems on the job. Worry isn't always something bad, but when it gets overwhelming, it might just make things worse than they already are, since it paralyzes you and drains you. So what's missing when worry gets the most of you? Perspective. We all have real problems. Life is tough and messy. Everybody, and I mean all of us, hit a rough patch many times in our lives. For some, though, the tough stretches can even last for years. Belief in a savior isn't magic. Yes, if God wants to, he could change any situation on a dime. But we can't control him. We can ask for things, but sometimes the Lord wants to show us something much more profound. And when it gets really hard to understand, sometimes all we can do is look to the cross of Christ. I'm no one to tell those who worry and suffer deeply how to live their lives, but I can say with confidence that Jesus has helped me and many others through our darkest nights. When Jesus' friends and family, when his mother Mary saw him nailed to that tree, it was the worst thing that they could possibly have imagined. But Jesus trusted his Father in heaven, and he rose again on the third day. He came back just like he promised. You can get upset and frustrated and angry that God doesn't fit into a little box that you can carry around and control. You can shut down and get tangled up in worry and fear. Or you can open your heart. The humble heart is the one that opens the door and lets the Holy Spirit in to do his good work. So let the Lord in. Let him show you the deeper meaning behind your troubles and worry. Let him into that intimate place where his Spirit speaks to your spirit. And when you rise up, give glory to God and be a messenger of grace in this world. O loving Lord, we praise your mighty name, for you are holy and good. We come to you today and ask you to help us understand why we sometimes feel fallen and without hope. Help us to understand our worry and trouble with heavenly eyes, with the eyes of Christ. Show us the mind of God according to your will and let your Spirit be our guide. And when it gets to be just too much, let us trust you enough to place all our hurt and shame into the wounded side of Christ. Let us rest there, and then let us rise up again renewed, strong, solid, confident in the Lord. Even during the darkest times, the Spirit of God makes this possible. In the name of Jesus, cast out the lies of despair and isolation. Cast out the enemy that tells us all is lost. Let us know deep in our hearts, O blessed Lord, that you are our one true rest. You are our Lord, our Savior, and our salvation. We ask you all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.